It is believed that the earlier you teach a child something, the greater their interest in and ability with what you are introducing them to will grow. That's a philosophy that's usually applied to things like sports, music, or dance. Well, since Monday is the 4th of July, why can't the idea also be applied to learning about the history of America? My next guest is with us to present some fun and educational books about American history, featuring some old friends, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and someone that she holds very special, Lucy, because she was the voice of Lucy in the Charlie Brown Christmas. She's also written three fun history books for children featuring Charlie Brown the Gang. We say hello to Tracy Stratford. Thanks for being here today, Tracy.
How are you this morning?
Excellent to have you here. And anything that could bring kids to history early, I think, is a terrific thing. Now, I mentioned how, you know, your history of your Hollywood career includes Charlie Brown Christmas, Don Reed Show, Twilight Zone, but your real-world occupation in the past few years has been a librarian, and being in schools and libraries, was that part of the catalyst for why you wanted to do what you did with these books?
Actually, yes, it really was. I actually started my career in education helping kids learn how to read and then became a librarian, which, you know, those two are a perfect marriage. But then I really began to realize that there weren't a whole lot of books out there about early American history. And actually, as a librarian, kids love, at the elementary level, kids love nonfiction. They love to learn facts. They love to learn things. And so I decided that it would be great to use the Charlie Brown characters, who Charles Schultz did a masterful job with creating these characters. And one of the things that I think is his strongest suit with all of these characters is the characters solve problems and learn things by themselves. They don't have any adults talking to them, talking down to them. Remember, all the adults are wah,
yeah,
wah. So that's the beauty of his characters, that, wow, kids are finding out, learning, investigating all by themselves, and they come out better and stronger and more informed on the end. So marrying history with those characters is actually, it's perfect. It's a perfect marriage.
Well, I do have to correct you with one thing, Tracy. Charlie Brown never realized that Lucy was never going to let him kick that football.
Well, she's trying to teach him not to be gullible.
Okay. Point and set and match goes to Tracy on that one. The books are Hooray for Liberty, Charlie Brown. It's New World, Charlie Brown, and Westward Ho, Charlie Brown. And certainly with the 4th of July coming up on Monday, Hooray for Liberty is really a timely story because of what takes place in that attempt at tyranny by Lucy and the way that the gang helps her realize the errors of her way.
Totally true. Well, when, you know, they're sitting around, and it's a perfect summer book because they're sitting around looking for something to do, and Lucy says, hey, let's build a clubhouse. And so the kids do. And, of course, Lucy decides she's going to be the supervisor. And when the kids go to take a break for lunch, she quickly changes her supervisor role into that of queen. And so you can imagine how that flew. The kids, when they come back from lunch, find Lucy is trying to charge admission and is queen and only will let people come up that she wants to come up. And the kids realize, with, of course, the help of the ever-brilliant Linus, that, hey, you know, this is just like what we were learning in school, that the King of England tried to do this to the early colonists and our countrymen. So they revolted. They rebelled. They wrote the Declaration of Independence telling the King of England, we're not going to pay all your taxes and get nothing in return, because if we're going to pay all these taxes to you, we want a voice. We want to be represented. So that's what they do. They write a Declaration of Independence against Lucy, telling her, nope, But Lucy does have a change of heart and realizes being queen with no followers is no fun. So when the kids come with their declaration, she acknowledges the errors of her ways. And so they all get to use the clubhouse.
All right, Tracy Stratford, the original voice of Lucy for Charlie Brown Christmas. She is the author of, with the help of illustrator Tom Brannon, who has done the Charles Schulz creations, very proud with the trio of books, Hooray for Liberty, Charlie Brown, It's a New World, Charlie Brown, Westward Ho, Charlie Brown. You can get your copies through RegnaryKids.com. And yes, we do have a link to that website over at our website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. I've talked with an author in the past that had a book, and it came out a couple of times, revisions or reissues, addressing how Charles Schulz always had a message of morality and even faith in a lot of the Charlie Brown cartoons. Do you think that Schulz was also a lover of history?
No, I do. He was such, I think whatever Charles Schulz did was truly heartfelt. And I do think he loved history, and I think he really appreciated living here in America with all the blessings that we have here.
And certainly with his life, he knew about blessings. When you look at the incredible, not just entertainment machine, but entrepreneurial and money machine that the Peanuts franchise became. You know, when the Charlie Brown Christmas came out, Tracy, did you ever imagine, did anyone really imagine what was being created at that point in time?
Oh, no. It truly was an experiment. And that's why up until, I think it was this year, none of the kids who did the voices, there were no credits really given. And the whole thing was truly an experiment. Because they did not know if it would fly or not. They did not know if the Vince Guaraldi jazz music in the background was really going to work with a cartoon. That was a big unknown. And the bigger piece was Charles Schulz did insist that the Luke passage be read in the cartoon by Linus, and that was a huge unknown. Really wasn't sure if people were going to accept that at all. So there were a lot of unknowns about it. And this was really not only an experiment, and it was a spinoff of a documentary that they had done in 1963, which actually never aired, about Charles Schulz. And that's where the idea for the Charlie Brown Christmas came from, because they did animate and voice some of the characters, Linus, Charlie Brown, and Lucy being the main ones, in that little documentary segment. And that morphed into the catalyst and the idea for the Christmas special.
And all those years later, you can look to Charlie Brown and the gang, even though Their dad has passed on. He has left a legacy, and that legacy has been properly respected and honored through the trio of books that Tracy has written and that Tom Brannon has so colorfully, and that's not pun intended, illustrated with Hooray for Liberty, Charlie Brown, It's a New World, Charlie Brown, and Westward Ho, Charlie Brown, with their stories based in history and the fun and the laughs that the Peanuts characters provide. For your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces, nephews, and, you know, be honest, we're all still 9 years old, and we still love reading Charlie Brown in the newspapers and the classic Peanuts cartoons, and these are some new stories that you'll equally enjoy as well with your entire family. And to get the kids grooving into history and getting them into something positive, because we know what kids get into nowadays with the later years, that's dark and grim, they call it YA or young adult novels, and this is certainly a lot more positive, and once as they go through their education process and their history classes become a more and more detailed and intertwined and expansive with the many aspects of history, Your kids will be well-versed in it and prepared for it, eager to learn more about it. You can find out more about Tracy's books. It's New World, Charlie Brown, Westward Ho, Charlie Brown, and Hooray for Liberty, Charlie Brown, at regnerykids.com. Tracy, it's been fun talking with you, and I'm glad you did these books because history is a great value to our, not just our yesterdays, but our todays and tomorrows, and you're going to help a lot of kids realize that. Thanks for doing that, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.